Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs level off around 79. Today, under mainly sunny skies. Tonight, 47. High of 77. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Upper 70s, Sunday, with a chance for showers. Turning warmer, Monday, with highs in the mid-80s and thunderstorms possible. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, public universities across the state of Kansas have officially asked the Board of Regents in the state to raise tuition by near 8% starting in the fall semester of 2025. As KSN News reports, according to the statement made last night by the state universities, they say they are under financial pressure to keep up with the ongoing growth of inflation and even some having a reduction in federal government funding. Kansas State University has asked for an increase of near 3.5% for their Manhattan and Olathe campuses, with the Salina campus having a potential 8% increase. Wichita State University is also asking for more than a 3.5% increase, with Kansas University saying they're more concerned about their potential lack of federal funding, saying, quote, "We don't entirely even know what's happening right now, particularly with the research universities, with what's happening right now with the search funding agencies at the federal level." All the universities say they're also projecting a near 50% decrease when it comes to international enrollment.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
The downloadable app that's available for those in the state of Kansas from the Kansas Department of Transportation has officially won a nationwide award. As KSN News reports, the CanDrive app that individuals use to be able to see road conditions, construction zones, and weather-related travel hazards around the state of Kansas did receive national recognition as part of the Best ITS Service Award from the ITS Heartland Company, a regional organization that supports innovation in transportation in five different states. The award from the company says that they awarded some of the highlights of a series of recent upgrades that happened within the app that allowed the implementation through US 83 Smart Corridor Project, along with the enhancements including integration with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, Alexa, and Siri, making traffic and weather updates more accessible through the voice command and in-vehicle systems. Highway officials in the state of Kansas continue to encourage individuals to download the CanDrive app, especially if you travel the state frequently. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Sun, fun, and tires that keep up with your best adventures. Get ready for summer Michelin style. Now through June 17th, get up to $60 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with qualifying purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. See MichelinMan.com for details. Offer expires June 17th, 2025. See your dealer for more details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Legislature's Education Committee says they are getting frustrated with a bill they've been trying to get onto the legislative main floor before the end of the session of 2025 regarding education and giving teachers more time off to deal with significant life events. Although they say one of the more controversial pieces that has been proposed would be allowing the K-12 students to be excused during the regular school day for off-site religious instruction and different coursework. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that two Democrat-aligned lawmakers and one Republican on the committee have questioned the inclusion of the religious-themed bill within the package. However, they say the inclusion of the amendment on Legislative Bill 550 was part of a, quote, deal involving the state legislature's Retirement Systems Committee and encouraged by the largest teachers' union in the state. According to the legislators, they say that the religious-themed amendment was a hot topic for individuals coming and testifying earlier in the session.
Hey, this is the guy over here with the broom.
Man, I don't know. I heard him mention something about wanting employee pricing on his next vehicle.
Does he not know you don't actually have to work here in order to get employee pricing?
It's available to everybody. Turns out you don't need a job at Rusty Egg Foreign to get a great deal. Employee pricing is for everyone, no matter what you do or where you work. Save up to $14,000 on all 2024 and most 2025 models. You pay what we pay across our lineup of new vehicles. Looking for a powerful truck, a family-ready SUV, from F-150s to Explorers and everything in between. Employee pricing means absolutely unbeatable deals on your dream ride. No resume? No problem. You can leave the uniform at home and still get a great deal. Come see us in person at Rusty Egg Ford or visit us online at RustyEggFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock number 214907, $66,040 MSRP, $52,040 sale price. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. High school graduations continue this weekend with 18 seniors at Centralia. Commencement is planned Saturday at 10:30. Frankfort has 19 seniors with commencement at noon Saturday. Valley Heights will graduate 29 Saturday at 2 p.m. Diller-Odell has 17, also at 2. And Southern with 29 seniors. Commencement is Saturday at 5. Sunday graduation at Washington County at 2 p.m. with 24 seniors. And finally, Marysville Sunday at 2:30 will graduate 58. Laura Johnson McNish of Marysville is among 15 applicants, including 7 judges and 8 lawyers, to fill a vacancy on the Kansas Supreme Court that will be created when Justice Evelyn Wilson resigns July 4th. Johnson McNish currently serves as 22nd Judicial District Judge, which includes Marshall, Nemaha Brown, and Doniphan counties. A nominating commission will recommend 3 candidates to the governor for consideration for the post. Marshall, Washington, Clay, Cloud, and Republic counties are among a number, including the remaining tier of northern Kansas counties west, included in a drought proclamation from the governor this past week. These are among a second-level drought warning with emergency status for Harvey, Reno, and Sedgwick counties, and a lower watch status for nearly half of the remaining Kansas counties. City of Washington is coordinating with the community for a summer spruce up day Monday and Tuesday next week. Various projects are planned throughout the community. Businesses, as well as property owners, organizations, community service groups, and individuals are welcome and encouraged to participate. Plans are for a couple of hours Monday, May 19th in the morning, later afternoon, early evening, then Tuesday. For additional information, contact Carolyn Scoville at Washington City Hall, 325-2284. The Blue Rapids Arboretum Project is again our public affairs focus this weekend as the conversation continues. Derek DeBoer, Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
I felt like there is an opportunity for us to have one that's very easy to access. So when we're utilizing our parks, free and open to everyone, we'll have the trees labeled as to their genus species. Some of them are specific varieties or cultivars. And so all of that information is open for you to discover on your own. You can simply walk through and look at the trees that are labeled. And then you can do a little more research on your own if there's one particular one that might appeal to you to utilize in your yard or landscape setting or so forth. And then just as a collective, you know, different school organization, FFA, perhaps 4-H.
Services for Mary Rise, age 73, of Greeley, Colorado, who passed away February 13, are planned Saturday, May 17. With a mass at 10:30 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Burial, St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mary Rice. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, green beans, and apricots. Monday's menu, ribs, seasoned mashed potatoes, sliced carrot, sauerkraut, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny but breezy throughout today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying sunny and calmer throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night. Otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout the day Monday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Monday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers are still possible as we head into Tuesday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then more scattered showers possible Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 76, record high on this day 98, the average low 54 and the record low 34, sunset this evening 8:34, sunrise in the morning at 6:13, 55 degrees, morning clouds and a few morning showers, a little bit of activity tracked to our south, extending from the Lynn Palmer area through Blue Rapids, Waterville. We had just a really brief shower here at studios, partly sunny at the moment, little activities, light scattered showers moving up through Odell and up to the North Berkshire, southeast Nebraska. Just hit and miss, pop-up variety won't last long today. Could be a better chance Sunday into Monday for precipitation, perhaps some severe storms on track there as well. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 16th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia, still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center invites you to visit our facility and take a tour if you're looking for a home-like atmosphere and friendly environment for your loved one. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Good morning, this is Judson Richards. The Minnesota Timberwolves will have to wait a few days longer to find out who they'll play in the Western Conference Finals in the NBA playoffs. The Nuggets and the Thunder are heading to a Game 7.
Here's Strother for three, buries it right in front of the Denver bench, having his best playoff game of his young career. And trying to help Denver force Game 7.
Get to know Julian Strother, a game heard on ESPN Radio. Nuggets win 119-107. Dating back to last postseason against the Timberwolves, the Nuggets are heading into their third consecutive series that has gone to a Game 7. Jamal Murray was listed as questionable for the game due to an illness, but he showed up at 25 points. Jokic at 29. Game 7 coming up Sunday afternoon at 3:30 Eastern Time on ABC and ESPN Radio. Now to baseball, the Athletics and the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
With 13 home runs, he's one behind Corbin Carroll of Arizona, two behind Kyle Schwarber. He swings and goes deep to left field. This ball is back. This ball is gone. A home run for Ohtani. His 14th. A three-run shot. Oh, he puts on a show. And Ohtani just hammers one to center field. It is back. It is gone. His second home run of the night. Shohei Ohtani getting it done with a home run to center field. It is 15-2.
The call on AM 570 LA Sports. Ohtani with his 14th and 15th of the year, now tied with Aaron Judge and Kyle Schwarber for the most in baseball. Dodgers pummel the A's 19-2. On the ice, Carolina Hurricanes are off to the Eastern Conference Finals after beating the Washington Capitals in five games. Winnipeg Jets extend their series to a six game after beating the Dallas Storm.
For great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honey hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a stuttering start to Thursday's session, the S&P pulled off its fourth consecutive daily gain, rising 0.4%. The Dow Jones picked up 272 points yesterday to close at 42,323. The NASDAQ composite was the outlier, slipping about 0.2%. Customers who relied on Rite Aid will be shopping instead at CVS, Walgreens, Albertsons, Kroger, and others. As part of its bankruptcy, the pharmacy chain is transferring the assets of about 1,000 of its stores to one-time Rite Aid competitors. Demand from first-time homebuyers has hit a record low, with mortgage rates hovering around 7%. Home builders say that in the last quarter, sales were weaker than expected. Despite a reported downturn in luxury spending, the parent to Cartier posted better-than-expected quarterly sales. Revenues at Swiss luxury giant Richemont rose 7% year-over-year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center honors and supports the fine men and women of the police department and takes this time to thank them for protecting the community. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for the latest at Larry Steckline Report.
Been talking a lot about problems that have been caused by different things, a lot of it out of Washington. When it comes to farm income, well, I got to tell you, a sign of big trouble. Farm bankruptcies on the rise. I really didn't realize this until I got it in writing. A new report from Bloomberg shows that family farms have had bankruptcies increase by 55% last year compared to 2023. And to start this year of 25, the number of bankruptcies is already exceeding the same time last year. So that's not good news. However, with the recent news that I gave you on the last Techline report, I've got a pretty good feeling about maybe turning some of this stuff around, because I just don't think they're going to go back with 125% charges on anything coming into this country or going out. Enough of that. One of the things that most of the people that are analyzing this stuff for farms are saying that we're getting a ton of money out of Congress to try to help this situation. $31 billion coming in, with $10 billion going out to farmers as direct income support to offset low margins. That ought to help some of these farmers from going out of business, they say. And I agree with that 100%. According to the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, the number of farm loans at risk of defaulting, the highest it's been since 2020, as demand for non-real estate farm loans has surged while repayment rates dropped. So, folks, there's not a lot of good news here. If we could just turn around the grain market, we would be in high heaven.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Every spring, people can see a major increase in the number of plants in their ponds, which may require management. With certain species providing many benefits to aquatic habitats, K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken explains how to determine when to remove plants from ponds.
You know, that kind of depends on what your goal is. I'm a duck hunter, and I like being out and seeing, you know, lots of vegetation, because that means there's going to be more wildlife there and more chances for animals to show up. So I'm a little bit more tolerant. Other folks see vegetation and think it's really ugly. So if you're looking at it every day, a golf course is a great example. A lot of vegetation there probably wouldn't be very good. So it depends on the user, but the rule of thumb is somewhere around 25% of your pond. When you start getting more than that 20 to 25%, there can start to be some issues with it. So it's up to you, but that's kind of a good rule of thumb for where we might want to stay.
He shares how pond owners can lower plant populations.
There are a lot of reasons we have too many plants, and so that's usually an indication of some other problem going on. So too many nutrients might be a good example, too much sunlight from it being shallow. If you have too many plants, it's important that you first take as many of those plants out of the system as you can. So getting a rake or getting a net, if it's floating like duckweed, they make products like parachute skimmers and weed razors, so you can buy something specifically for it. But getting as much of that plant material out of the pond as you can is really important. And that's because ponds are closed systems. So if we just kill the plant and let the plant decay at the bottom of the pond, it's going to break down and release those nutrients, and that'll allow more plants to grow. So it's important that we first pull as many out. Then we can use herbicides if we want to as a tool to help us control them further.
Gerken relays considerations for terminating plants with herbicides.
So using an aquatic safe herbicide, if you don't use an aquatic safe herbicide, it's illegal. And it can also damage the pond for a really long time and kill all your fish. Not a good thing. You want to make sure that it's labeled for aquatic use. And then making sure that you know what plant you're trying to control with that herbicide. Aquatic herbicides are very specific for what they'll treat, much more specific in general than terrestrial herbicides. So it's important that you know what plant you have so that you can know which herbicide to use and how to control it. So now is definitely time to get out before your plant grow way out of control. While there's first starting to green up, you can get out now and start treating your plants and keep them under control in your pond.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on taking plants out of ponds. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
What spot in the U.S. has the darkest nighttime sky? We reveal the Milky Way Mecca today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 16th. It is the 136th day of the year, and singer Janet Jackson has a birthday. If you live near an urban area, you know how challenging it can be to see anything but the brightest stars in the nighttime sky. Light pollution or artificial lighting that washes out the dark sky background is an issue NASA has been studying for years, and they've released satellite imagery that shows the extent of the problem. But it also reveals areas where dark skies can still be found. The very darkest spot in the U.S. is near the town of Gerlach in northwest Nevada. Virtually untouched by the glow of civilization, stargazers are awestruck by a canopy of stars unlike anywhere else, where multiple galaxies are visible to the naked eye. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing tips at almanac.com.
729 from TNDY, 57 degrees, partly cloudy. We've had a peak or two of sunshine this morning and just a very, very brief shower here at the studios. Highs around 80 on tap today. Mid to upper 70s Saturday into Sunday. Looks like a perfect weekend ahead. A few scattered showers scooting through southeast Nebraska, just to the east of Blue Springs. Those are diminishing as we speak.
Kansas Mid-American kind of Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's the final weekend of the regular season college baseball across the state of Kansas, with the Kansas Jayhawks and the Wildcats going into their final three-game series. The Jayhawks starting off game number one last night, where they ended up winning with a shutout 3-0 on the road at Morgantown, West Virginia, taking on number 14 West Virginia for the final weekend. Tonight's first pitch is at 4 p.m., with Saturday's game being a midday game at noon. The Jayhawks are going into the final series of the season with an overall record of 40-14, going 18-10 in conference play for the Big 12. After that, next week, it's going on to the Phillips 66 Big 12 Baseball Championships before going into the NCAA Regionals. On the Wildcats side of the coin, they also started game number one of their three-game series on the road against Cincinnati in Cincinnati, where they ended up losing last night 4-7. Game number two is tonight at 5 p.m., with game three being the midday game on Saturday at noon.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all six home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Family Fair salutes the men and women in all four branches of the military. These brave individuals protect this country and American citizens from global threats. Please raise the stars and stripes in honor of their sacrifices and dedication to this country. From Family Fair and Beatrice, shop familyfair.com for special savings. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center wants to say thank you for ensuring the safety of Americans to the men and women serving in the four branches of the military. From all of us at Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Jerd's Meyer Funeral Home appreciates the dedication of the men and women in all four branches of the military. These brave individuals protect this country and her citizens. Thank you for serving. From Jerd's Meyer Funeral Home in Odell, providing caring professional service for over 25 years.
KNDY.